Begin the current daf. Masech this erev and daf dal. Begin amen alpha. Begin the taste of masla. Begin the words of the gemara. The elam midas mizbech. These are the words of the pasuk, and these are the measurements of the altar by amos in regards to amos. There's the amma, which is the amma b'taifa. Chases finds it difficult that Rashi interpretation explains this differently, and actually our Rashi has himself two different interpretations. That is, in the gemara learned out from this pasuk, this halacha that was saying that what is not going to be an amma b'ashisha is whether or not that refers to the amma yisaid. And the Amasaiva, which those Amas were of five tefachim. We learn from this pasuk of Amma v'Amma Teifa, which sounds like it's an Amma of five tefachim. So this brings the pish because as Rashi explains, how do you interpret the words of the pasuk of Amma v'Amma Teifa? That you measure them b'Amas Ketanis, with the smaller, that is the five tefachim Amas, Shiesh b'Amma Beinoyis, Amma v'Teifa me'elu, that because by the medium size, meaning the six tefachim Amas has an Amma and a tefach of these, because there was Amas of five tefachim plus another tefach, is going to be the six tefachim Amas. It comes according to Rashi that the words Amma of Amma tefach is going on the continuation of the pasuk of the Cheka Amma. The pasuk is saying that these are the measurements of the Mizbeach and the Amas, Amma of Amma tefach. In other words, the things that we measure with the five tefachim Amas are what the pasuk is about to say of Cheka Amma, which is the Yisayid and the Yisayid, as our Gemara explains. And that's the Yisayid of Akasha is difficult. Then the Shinnan have said the word v'chek with a vav, keeping the koi, since, anyways, it's going back on what the pasuk was just saying. It's not and. What do you mean? It's not and. It's going what we just said, that these are the measurements. Amos is going what we said regarding the Amos. So it says, Taisis, rather the near commercial Pirush Rashi before Shecheskel. Seems like how Rashi interprets it more appropriate, as he says in Sefer Yecheskel. The Pirush Ba'amos, that explains that the Amos, that it says within the pasuk that the measurements of Mizbech are Ba'amos, is the Amma, which is the Amma's Gedolus, the larger Amma's. Shehei Amma v'teifich bishal Amma bas hei. Meaning to say, when it says that the Amma is bas shisha, is the Amma that's five tefachim and another tefach. That's what the pasuk means, Amma v'amma teifach, meaning to say, this Amma, I will explain shortly what that's going on, it's the first half of the pasuk, that has in it an Amma katana and another tefach. And so that's how the Aramaic translation of Yonisim ben Azil in this Targum, he says, Ba'amsa dihi amsa v'fashach. We're talking about an Amma that has in it an Amma and another Tefach. Ah, says Taisus, V'fakoy ashar Amas mizbeach. To the contrary, these words of Amma v'Amma Tefach is going on the other Amas mizbeach, actually excluding the Yisayim and Yisayim, which was mentioned previously in the Pasuk. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Amma v'Amma Tefach, which those were the six Tefachim Amas, and that's why it says V'chek Ha'amas, when it says the V'chek Ha'ama, says what above, that's going on something else. And the Yisayid and the Saibim, those were Hayikitanis, those were the smaller ones of five Tefachim. Next says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Geffen, what we learn from the Pasuk of the Shevet Zaminim regarding the grapevine is, K'dei Revi'is Yain L'Nazir, is the amount of Revi'is, of a leg, of wine for a Nazir. Which, that's what the Gemara says, that was what, from that one of the Shevet Zaminim, we learn now, each one we're learning how to share. So Taz brings the page after Rashi explains. He says, what do we learn from here? It's L'chayv Malkus is to hold a Nazir liable that drinks, which is forbidden to have of anything related to wine. When he drinks the revias of wine, he's going to be liable for lashes for violating the Isra of Nazir. So Taz Vakash is difficult, this interpretation, because L'chayv Dimed Achrin is not similar to any of the other the Shivas Amina we mentioned in the Pasig. It's not for that Isra itself regarding a weed or dates, it's for something else, for Yom Kippurim, for that of the Tumas of Oil, and here it's for the thing itself. It seems difficult to say that it's referring to the actual Isser of Geffen that applies to the Nazir. So rather, says the Benir Kippur Rashi the Sukkah. It actually seems like the way Rashi explains the Sukkah of Vav Menaf. The Pirish Rashi explains over there, Shem Ochel Anavim Bechartan Vav Megeffen. If let's say someone eats the grapes, or the grape seeds, or the grape leaves from a grapevine, there is an opinion that says that the liability is going to be, even though you're eating, the shir is going to be revias. And that's what we're saying, that we evaluated with a revias of wine, meaning, you take a cup full with wine, and then you put inside of it leaves and the grape shoots, according to what he ate. And if the revias of wine comes out, then you can know that you ate the shear of the liability. Oh, and that's the significance, because if you would go and do this measuring with water, it would come out less of a revias. And for that, and the reason why that would be, mean to say, you would have less lulavim to put in, meaning you'd be chayiv earlier. The reason for that is because she'ein nigdash al svasa kli kamayayin, because the water doesn't float on the top like a little overflow, like the way wine. Wine's a little thicker consistency, would stay there on the top, and therefore there would be a quicker of a liability by water than by wine. Therefore, that's what's saying, we evaluate with water and with wine, not with water, to be liable for malchus. It's only going to be when you eat the amount of the leaven, that's going to be making a revius of wine come out, which is a little bit more than that of water. And says Taisekai Gab Natani B'Tesefta, so too we learn like this in the Tesefta, which there it's actually discussed in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, as we're going to shortly quote, who he says actually the liability of a nazir is the share of a kezayis, not of an alim. So that's the Braisa, Ketzad Yasa, how do you do this? How do you evaluate the share of a kezayis? So maybe Kreis Malayan, you bring a cup full of wine, maybe Zayis Aguri, and you bring the medium sized olive, but nice Latechai, Vishayfei, and you put inside the cup of wine, and then overflows. But if you drink that amount, that's chayv, then you're going to be liable. That's a share of a kezayis. But I'm not putting the example, that's a Rabbi Kiva. Lazar ben Azayir, he says, no, in the chayv atshish, Rabbi Yisayin, you're not going to be liable until you drank the amount of a quarter of a lug of wine. And that's what Taisus Pasar Aslushmite and Kribalism and Desire. It's our sogia that says that the shear is going to be of Geffen, of a Vias of Yain, for the Nazar. That's the Kribalism and Desire, because according to Bekiva, the shear would actually be a Kazai. Now, continue Taisus, it says the Beper Gimel Minin Tanan in the Mishnah in Mesetas Nazar of Lamadal Manaf. The Mishnah tells us, Ain't a Chayiv, Achiyech, and Novim Kazai. You're not liable until you eat amount of grapes the size of an olive. And so they were drinking. If you drink that amount. Now, but Mishnah Rishayna Amru, but the first version of how the Tanim originally had said it was, no, actually, it's to revius yain, until you drink a quarter of a lug of wine. And actually, the same thing would be regarding eating. The Sheh Achila is only revius. Kiva, I mean, he says, a fellow Nazar Shashar Pita Bian, he says, even though a Nazar that goes and soaks his bread and wine, but Vyeshba Kadela Tzav Kazayas, if you have enough bread to combine with the wine, that's going to be a Sheh Kazayas, Chayb, you're going to be live. And become a Gemara. The Gemara says over there, the Tanakama, the reason why he holds that everything is the shir the way he says it is because Medamelu Isuri Nazar Achil Lashtia. He compares the prohibitions of a Nazar eating to the drink, Pirish, meaning Tanakama Hainu Mishnah Rishayna. That was the first version, which required the drinking to be revius. Medam Achil Lashtia compares eating to drinking, just like drinking of wine is a revius. So to the eating of the grapes or the grape shoots, it's also going to be a share of revius. And that's why boy bachilas al malavan amrevis. That's why he required even for eating, which is usually gezayis. But regarding the nazar, the liability of the leaves and the grape shoots are going to be also shir arvavias. Now another thing he clarifies, he says, v'nokad b'masnein shtiyam. This that the Tana says regarding drinking until you drink arvias of wine doesn't say until you're going to eat arvias mishum dachila, because eating, as we just explained, menoyalfinan, that you know it from drinking. And the timer, and that's the what we're saying. The reasoning is Mishum Dachsim Leish Treizimni. It says don't drink two times. Which so therefore, what is the second time drinking coming to tell you that also eating will also have the same share as drinking? And so the Gemara Nazar over there, as we just explained, that explains the reason of the one who says that it's revius. Why does it explain only that Mandama? But the Chashla Farsham Tamid Rabbi Kiva, and it doesn't go to explain the reasoning of Rabbi Kiva that he actually holds the other way, that actually both eating and drinking are the share of gezayis. Because keeping up krav, because since the pasuk says vanov malachim bebeishim lo yoichel, that the moist and the dry grapes the nazir shouldn't eat, and it says vanov with a vav, which coming to add on what it said before, which it just spoke about over the b'chol mishas nom lo yishta, which is drinking, so it's comparing the eating to the drinking, so that's why we know that already. We don't need to explain it malachim bekezayis, just like eating is the size of an olive of kol bekezayis, so to everything, including drinking, is also going to be the shir of bekezayis. Additionally, the test explains, and this then, the second version of the Tanakhama, that when it says you're not going to be chayim until you eat grapes the size of a gezayis, which, why is it mentioned over the eating? And Mishum is because, according to that interpretation, actually, the shti alfin minot. Actually, because, obviously, if this version is saying everything is a gezayis, what's usually gezayis is eating, and you know drinking from eating. So therefore, again, the same idea, we said eating, because even drinking that's share of gezayis, you learn not from that of eating. As Taisa says, each one, is saying the one that you is the primary source. And again, if it's revius, the primary is the drinking, so you mentioned that. And if it's kezayis, then the primary one is the eating, and you mentioned that of the eating. Now Taisa has the following question. Taisa says, if you're going to say, umikam akam, okay, fine. This is the interpretation regarding the displacement regarding that's the shear of Geffen, Kedei Revi Yisrael Lanasa. But in Mekamaka, my nafke mina l'shar b'yayin, what is really the significance of measuring in wine and not in water? Because Tais has the following question. It says, v'alikli ha-mavzig revias. The vessel that contains revias, u'beyo mechza, is the size of an egg and a half. Now, to know what is this revias, in other words, you're saying you put in and you see the displacement of revias of yayin. Now, what's the vessel that holds a revias is if it holds a bay and a half? Now, how do you know the vessel is what it is to then know if what you ate is the size of revias? So you first have to put an egg and a half into a full cup, and what spills out is the shear of revias. Now, in that also that you're going to make the primary vessel, you also have to differentiate between wine and water. Because if you stick the egg and a half in the cup of wine, so that's going to be less than if you would stick it into a cup of water. So it's logical, as Mefarshim explained, that since you evaluate the leaven with wine, so that means to say that you stick it into a cup of wine, so therefore, then also the cup of the revias also has to be valued with wine. So essentially, what Tais's question is, so what really does it make a difference if you're going to evaluate the leaven in wine or water? What do you mean? The original vessel that you evaluated also has to be that. So Tais says, a mashem apple bein mechza, so whatever has a displacement of an egg and a half, bein yain and bein mayim, whatever you started originally with, whether with wine or with water, so you could use either one. So I'm sure al malav and sha'ochi apilu kol kach, sechayiv. So then if you can have a measurement of that, of the leaves and the shoots, that's going to make that displacement, so you're going to be chayiv. So essentially it doesn't really make a difference. And that's a technical question. What you could say is no, the nafkamina, the difference would be, im yesh kli shemachzik mashem apple bein mechza min hayayin, if let's say you have a vessel that we measured it. We know that this is a revias because it had, when you stick in the egg and a half, that displaces that amount of wine. So that's what we're learning from the pasuk of Geffen, Shlo Yishar, all in the love and because Malamayim. But you should not evaluate now the shoots and the leaves in a cup full of water, Achi Yismalei Kli, until you filled this vessel that was displacing the egg and a half with a cup of wine. Because this vessel, this one is not an egg and a half of water, which is not as thick as wine, and there, because it doesn't contain a little bit above the rim of the cup. And when you stick an egg and a half into a cup of water, you're going to have more coming out. So it's going to come out that this vessel is not containing a revius of water. And we need a revius of water. Yeah, water and wine would be the same thing, but then it would have to be water because we're going now based on a cup of water. Which Tais says, but this is difficult to answer like this, because according to this, it's not really that you're really evaluating specifically with wine. You just need to go ahead and evaluate the revias of whatever cup originally was that you made it into a cup of revias that you could use now for the leaven. But if you use water, you could technically use water. This is Haggah, is the kasha. This is difficult, because the Shmaitin Asi Doleke Mishnah Achrayna, based on everything we said up until now, they were saying it's revias of the Yayin Lanazi, that's what we learned for Geffen, comes out that this thing is not like the later version of the Tanakhama, because according to that later version, we said we evaluate everything with a kazai, it's not a revias. Moreover, the Besvar Mishan, the Matzah Rabbeinu Tam Negatzim Menazer, in the later text, in the older text, Rabbeinu Tam found that the text is in Mesach Taz Nazav, Lamachesim Abayz, that Tanakhama Le Medam Lehu Lechol Yisru Nazer. That actually the Tanakhama does not compare all the prohibition of Nazar, meaning that of, let's say, drinking, Lachil, eating. So Mashma Lahach Girsa sounds like, according to that text, that the whole machlokes between the Mishnah and the Mishnah Achrayna was only if you compare drinking to eating. We know that, in other words, if drinking those are gezayis or not, but the bachil loy pligi, but it's not regarding eating, no one disagrees. Allahav lekulam gezayis, but that according to everyone it's going to be gezayis, not just the Mishnah Achrayna. So it comes out that our sugya says, can they revise that another? And that Toma also regarding eating, like Rashi explains, is not like Mishnah Achrayna or Mishnah Achrayna. So it sounds like the Yishalmi, that there's no dispute regarding the eating. The common Mishnah, as we get in the days Rishayna, that is the Mishnah Rishayna says, actually Yishra Revias. Not going to be liable until you drink Revias. How do you know this? It says Yishalmi because they're Shina and Sheikher Sheikher. We're learning Zer Shama, Sheikher Sheikher from the Nesachim. Because the Chziv, it says by Nazir, Miyayim V'Sheikher Yazir. It says by Nesachim also, Hasach Nesach Sheikher. So we find that it says, Kabi Sheikher, regarding the intoxicating beverages of the Nesachim, which that's Revias Hahin. So it says by both Sheikher. So Malahan Revias, also over there it's Revias, some kind of Revias. Also over here, it's a Revias. And that was the Mishra Yishayim. On that, Chajul Oyma, then they subsequently said the Mishnah Achrayna, they know the liability is not revius, that you're going to mechayiv even with a kezayis. Why? Because it says, lo yechav lo yishto, you shouldn't eat and you shouldn't drink. Which, that tells us, you're comparing eating and drinking. Ma'achil b'kezayis, just like the pasuk when it's talking about eating, is talking about a kezayis. Afshti b'kezayis, so to drinking, is also going to be the share of a kezayis. Says Taisa, so Mashmed sounds like that the whole difference between Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna was only regarding if you learn not drinking from eating or not. But regarding eating, I'm in agreement, we're going to be a kezayis. So how could you say in our sugya that, because not like either versions of the Tanakama, Mishnah Rishayna Achrayna, to say that the share is of achila is revi. So therefore, Manila Rabbein Tam, rather Pesach Rabbein Tam, the Gersin Mishmaitin, that actually the text should be different than when we bring it in our sugya. It should be Geffen. What are you learning from the word of the grapevine and the pasuk of the Shevet Aminim? It's going to be Kezayis Yain L'Nazir. It's the amount of olive volume of wine for the liability of a Nazir. So that answers the question that we said before, that you write the Mishnah Rishon Mishnah Achrayna. Everyone agrees to the contrary that Achil is B'Kezayis. And therefore, that's like the Yerushalmi says, and therefore that's how we're mending our text to. But still says Tais of a Kashul Pirsha Benatam. Still difficult on the way Benatam says. The same question Tais had asked on Rashi. That still, what's the difference between wine and water? But you could do the same evaluation of water as you could in wine. But Malkam Shirzai's Aguri, in the place where you have a medium sized olive, you stick it into a full cup. Whatever comes out is a kezayis. So Yosef Allah, and then you then subsequently stick the leaves and the shoots in that same cup. If it's going to spill out the amount of olives and leaves that you ate, kashir shayap lazayis, the amount that the olives spilled out, it doesn't make a difference in wine or water, chayiv, you're going to be liable. Because again, if you start off and you originally measure with water, so do the leaves also with water. If you do it with wine, so therefore, what's the difference? And says Taisus, and if you're going to say, if you're going to say what you learned from Geffen to evaluate wine, is regarding drinking, regarding another drink wine, that you're saying that you're going to make him liable if you drink a measurement, not like a second level. Meaning originally, however much he drank was an olive's worth that is displaced from wine. Oh, that's a difference, obviously. The Mesherin B'yayin Shudubim Davamud, where you can evaluate wine, which is less, not with water, which is a greater measurement. And that's his taste. How could that be what you're learning from Geffen? Pshita, obviously. Obviously, because we drink wine. Shalei Yisha'el, because you can evaluate no wine. Why would you need a pasik for that thing? Become the Perishak Kintra's cross. Also, according to Rashi, you have this difficulty. But my Nafkimina, what's the difference, again, like we had originally asked, between evaluating water or with wine? So the difference says, to me, it appears, actually, the Perishak Kintra is like Kashakal. Actually, according to Rashi, not difficult at all. Because you're coming to know how much is Revius. Actually, the premise that Taisa originally had regarding that you have to first have the cup that's revius, to stick in the egg and a half, the full cup, it's actually not true. Because says Taisa, the revius shel Torah, the revius of the biblical law, who etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim b'chulu, it's two finger breadth in the by and a half of etzba and a fifth of an etzba, and a height of two, it's two fingers and a half a finger and a fifth of a finger. Can I mean ma'am b'sachin like Moses ma'am b'sachin like Moses ma'am? And that, we know that shear. And that would be the amount that would displace an egg and a half from water. Lofi Cheshbin, which that comes according to the calculation, the Memsa de Mikvah, which is the 40 sub the Mikvah, where they would evaluate that's based on the measurements of a person that's an Amma by an Amma by a height of 3 Ammas. And that comes out that if you would measure, you would see that a Revius, based on that the ratio, would be an Etzbayam Etzbayam Bechulu regarding the height of what the dimensions were. So it says, this is a Bahashi. Now it makes sense that this we learn from Geffen, is that when you stick in the lees and the shoots specifically into wine, is Misharin on Olam Alam and Sha'ach. We're evaluating the leaves and the grape shoots that he ate, where that's Kashir Shayapilim and Ayayin. That's the amount that would displace it from wine, which is a Kli Molet B'ayim Al T'Ba'ayim, which is a vessel that's 2 finger breadth by 2 finger breadth and the height of 2 finger breadths, etc. Well, that's where you're going to be liable. Oh, that's a big difference. When you stick in the leaven into wine and not into water, we're coming to tell you that you evaluate by sticking in the shoots into the wine, shur gadol, which that's a greater measurement because wine overflows on the top of the vessel and it doesn't go out until you have to stick in more leaven. So that's going to be a greater shear. And I would tell you, but we're not talking about the measurement that gets displaced from water, shur davamud, which that's less because the water doesn't overflow to the top and therefore with less, it would come out and you'd be chayiv there in a quicker amount. Adkan ago, that's the up until here is the ago, the comment in Taisus. So Taisus had explained we originally Tais and Rashi's gears, so like we have an argument with like the Geffen is Revius Yain Lanazar. Tais said according to those that gears, so two different interpretations. Rashi's interpretation over here is talking regarding drinking. Nazar who drinks wine, the measurement to be liable is going to be Revius. Rashi Masech the Sukkah says it's talking regarding eating. That if you eat the leaves and the grape shoots, we evaluate how much that is with wine. In other words, that you stick that measurement of leaves that you ate into a cup full of wine, what spills out is from a cup that's from a share of Isigan Michai. And the nafkamina of between wine and water is because wine there's an overflow on the top before it flows over. You have to stick in more lulavin than that of water to make the share of the Tais had a difficulty. He says, what's the difference really if it's wine or water? Either one, you're going to have to first make that cup of the Revius. If it's really going to come out the same amount anyway. So Tais answered, he says that actually the Pasuk of Geffen has come to tell us that if you evaluate the Revius with wine, then you're not going to, meaning the cup, then you cannot evaluate the lovin with water. But that was difficult because really, then it's not really about wine. It's just, if you're doing wine, don't do it with water. And now Gah, he explained that the Pasuk came to tell us that it's not sufficient with a share of a bay and a half. Rather, you need a little bit more because the measurement of the Revius actually is set amount. And that's the share that spills out when you stick in an egg and a half in a cup of water, which that's a greater share than Revius of wine. And when you measure lovin', we're saying you don't do that. You actually stick it into a cup of wine, which, again, that's the big difference in that measurement. And additionally, Tais had brought, the Rebbein Tam had a gear, so it's not K'day Revius Yain L'Nazar, but it's actually K'day Kizayis Yain L'Nazar. But Tais says still you would have the same difficulty. He asked, what's the difference between wine and water, as he had asked on Rashi.